Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
No.
Good morning, and welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Apostle Elect Daniel Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. We're just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning. This is our Man Up Monday broadcast. Our topic this morning is restoring the whole man, restoring the whole man. We have with us our guest, none other than Pastor Edwin Rangel. We're excited about what the Lord has to say through the man of God, what he will share on this morning with the people. But listen, guys, as always, let us go into effectual fervent prayer, and we're going to share our scripture and verse on this morning. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come, God, and go out into the airways, God, to touch the lives of those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. Father, our prayer this morning, God, is something that's said, something that's done. Maybe a song is prayed on this, or a song is sung on this morning, a prayer is prayed on this morning, God, that will encourage the hearts of those that are under the sound of our voice. God, we pray for their strength. God, we pray for their recovery. God, we pray for their healing. We pray for their deliverance. God, we pray for you to come in, God, and change whatever the situation may be. God, wherever they may be dealing with, God, we pray that you would meet them right there. God, give them the ability to stand and to withstand in the midst of the storm. God, let them know that the storm is only designed to push them to the purpose and drive them to their destiny. On this morning, God, we pray for the mind. God, whatever the chaos that is going on in their mind, God, we ask that you would, God, silence that chaos, God, long enough for them to understand that you are there for them. God, quiet, God, the noisome pestilence that is speaking in their ears, God, that they may be here to hear your word. God, remove whatever it is on their hearts, God. God, that has made them bitter. God, that they may not, that as they feel you this morning, God, we pray that they begin to feel your presence on this morning, oh God. God, this is our desire. This is our prayer on this morning. And we thank you in advance, God. God, for making all things well in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Our scripture reading for this morning is Hebrews 13 and 8. Hebrews 13 and 8. And it simply says this. It says that he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Our Lord and Savior is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Those of you all that are under the sound of my voice, let me give you a little quick nugget on this morning. It ain't going to take me very long. It's just one of my little PSAs. I don't care whatever condition that you may be in this morning. Know that God is able to do what he said he's going to do. It may not look like it right now. Your situation may be a little bit boisterous. It may sound louder than the promise. Come on here. Let me help you this morning. It may sound louder than what he has been saying and speaking in your ear and into your heart. But I want to let you know this morning that he is no short of his promise. He is not a man that he should not. He is not a man that he should not. Neither he is the son of man that he has to repent. God is going to do just what he said he's going to do. Only thing you have to do is continue to trust him. I know it's hard to trust him when you can't trace him. I know it's hard to depend on him and lean on him. But he is no short of his promise. If he said it, he's going to do it. He's not going to change his mind about you. He's not going to change his mind about the promise he made. He is not going to change his heart for you. He's not going to change his love for you. The Bible says it like this. He loves us so much that, watch this here, he died on the cross for us. And the man of God, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for us. He went to the grave for us and gave his very essence, his very life. The blood that we now are covered in is because he gave his life. Come on here, somebody. Let me help you this morning. No matter what condition you may be in, no matter how hard it may seem, no matter where you may find yourself at, I know the tears are flowing. I know the heart is heavy. I know that your situation and circumstance seems like it's too much to bear, but I want to let you know this morning that God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. Only thing you got to do is just lean on him and let God be God. I said, and watch him make the devil out of a lie. He will do just what he said he's going to do. He will keep his promise. He will keep that word. I know you're standing on some prophecies this morning. I know you're standing on some prophecies from 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 years ago. But listen, this is the season that you will walk in. You just got to keep on trusting him. Keep on trusting him. Trust him until that thing come to pass. And then, watch here, trust him for the next thing that he told you going to come to pass. When that comes to pass, you just keep on trusting him. That builds up what they call that now faith is in your life. Amen? Amen. God bless you. I just wanted to put that bug in your ear this morning and encourage you this morning, those of you all that are on the line and listening to us on this morning. Now, we want to also make sure that we acknowledge our countries that are listening, and we thank you guys so very much, all of you, all of our overseas partners that are tuning in on this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you again. From the bottom of our hearts, we appreciate you for tuning in and listening in and partnering up with us on a daily basis as we go out and do the work of the Lord. Listen, guys, remember, I want to make sure that we acknowledge all of our apostles and our missionaries, all of our lay ministers that's overseas that are doing the work in those rural countries. We thank you for putting your hand to the plow and not taking it down. We thank you so very much. We're praying your strength because we realize that it is a hard task for you to do what you're doing overseas, to actually compel them to come. Because in some of those countries, for us to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ is it can cost us our very life. But you continue in your fight, and we want to make sure that we continue to pray for you. We want to make sure that we continue to intercede for you. We want to continue to let you know that we are sending up, like the old folks say, we're sending up some timber for you. We're calling on the name of the Lord. We're putting you up before the Lord. And those of you all who are giving your lives overseas, listen, we understand that that could cost you your life. Because that very country may be very difficult of understanding, may be void of understanding that you have given your life to Jesus Christ, that you want to be saved, and they have done some terrible things to some of the people that you know, some of the people that are around you. We understand, but listen, I want you to know that God is able to keep you in perfect peace. He will give you that joy that you know that we can stand on and know that he is able to do just what he said he's going to do. Just keep your head up, keep your heart up, and continue to trust in him, and he will do just what he said he's going to do. He's going to keep you. He's going to protect you. He's going to watch over you. Amen. God bless you. Listen, let us make sure that we acknowledge those countries. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Zimbabwe. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have South Africa, we have Russia, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Mexico, and we have the United Kingdom. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much again. Thank you guys so much. Thank you. And we will continue to believe with you, believe on the word of God with you, and trust in the fact that God is going to do just what he said he's going to do. Just like we read this morning in Hebrews 13:8, he will not fail us because he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Listen, guys, we're going to take a really quick commercial break. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Please continue to listen. And remember, call a friend, tell a neighbor, tell them to call in. That number is 563-999-3628. We have a great, great, great word for you on this morning. We have our friend, our brother, none other than Pastor Edwin Rangel with us this morning. And we're just excited, man, about what God is about to say to us. But listen, guys, we're going to take this quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Come on, after you. me, Lord. To you, I want you to I want you to
Amen. Amen. Listen, guys, the man of God is on the line, and Pastor Ragland, Pastor Edward Ragland is on. We cannot hold the man of God anymore. Listen, guys, I present the sermon and introduce the others, none other than my brother, my friend, Pastor Edward. Go ahead, Doc. Bless the people.
Amen. Amen. Thank you guys again for having me on here. I think that it's truly an honor and a privilege anytime that we get the opportunity to share with God's people. I don't take it lightly or for granted. Pastor, even for your opportunity to reach out to me in regards to this, I've been listening in over the last couple of weeks to what everybody has been saying about restoring the whole man, and I think that it's a great conversation to have. And I want to draw our attention to in the beginning in Genesis, in the beginning of creation, when God decided to make man in his own image and likeness. I think that that's the place that I want to start us when we're talking about restoring the whole man, because I believe that there is an importance in us as men of God to restore the broken image of God, because we have to understand that a lot of people have broken views of God. A lot of people have broken ideas of who God is, and God uses a man to restore the broken image of God.
Amen, amen. Listen, guys, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty. Pastor Rangel has dropped. Give us a moment. We're going to go ahead and take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back.
Your hand holding me. How could I live without you? I could not see. Lord, what would I do in life, and where would I go? How would I handle things, all that
start. You know my heart. Everybody, just say. Gotta mean it from your heart.
Because of who you are. He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Technical difficulties on this morning. Our guest, Pastor Edwin Raglan, call dropped, but the word must go on. But the word must go on. The word must go on. We're speaking on the fact of us doing what we do best, and that is trusting in God in the midst of all of the trials and the tribulations that we go through in our life. You know, one thing that we have to realize is that God is not only is able, but he is still able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So, listen, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys will listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't only do it, he said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't do it, yes he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Lose it again, I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again, just call on Jesus, my friend.
Amen. 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 We are back. 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 Listen, the Bible says it like this to us. It says that how is it that the strong man's house, his spoils of the strong man has can be spoiled, can be taken, except you first buying up the strong man. Now, this morning, I want to deal with restoring the whole man, restoring the whole man. Now, a lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, because the man has been bound up. Come on, let me help you this morning. Because he's been tied up and tangled up and caught up in that place, in that scene, in that situation, in that circumstance that he is in. A lot of times what happens, ladies and gentlemen, is that when he is bound up and caught up in that place, his mindset becomes a little bit more compromised, if you would. It becomes compromised because he is trusting in God for the situation to change. I want to just speak from a personal perspective, y'all don't mind this morning. We ain't gonna be before you long. We just gonna drop a couple of nuggets and going on about our business this morning. But a lot of times, the reason why the man is in the condition that he's in, because the man is in the place that he's in, he's not in that home place, is because he himself is tangled up. Come on, he himself has been compromised. Who he is, where he is, his mindset, and all of the things that is connected to him it begins to come apart at the seams, if you would, because he is dealing in a situation and in a place or in a space right now to where he himself does not fully understand how he needs to get to where he is. Because in the midst of this thing, he's lost himself. Come on. I want to just bless you this morning. I like I said, I ain't going to be here long. I'm just going to drop what I need to drop, and we just going to go on about our business. The enemy's desire, ladies and gentlemen, is to come in and to cause as much havoc as he possibly can. He said that the scripture says, the thief comes to but to kill, steal, and to destroy. Now, one of the most important things that we want to deal with is he comes to kill. Let's deal with the first word, kill. He wants to kill your motivation. He wants to kill your perseverance. He wants to kill your mentality. He wants to kill your push. He wants to kill your drive. He wants to kill the mental capacity where you are able to function and think for yourself. If he can get you to compromise who you are, preach this morning. If he can get you to compromise where you are and how you believe and where you stand and how you stand in what you stand in, he can get you to compromise that. If he can come on here and preach then, if he can get you not to believe in yourself, if he can get you not to believe that God called you to be the royal priesthood, called you to be the holy nation, called you to be above and not beneath, called you to be the lender and not the borrower, if he can get you to compromise, come on, here then, preach it and preach like you know how. If he can get you to compromise the belief system that he's generated inside you all of this time, he can get you to stumble. If he can kill that, come on. Come on, come on. If he can kill that, if he can kill that area of your life, if he can come on, if he can kill your thought pattern, if he can kill your trust, yeah, come on. If he can steal, come on. If he can steal the respect of others from you, come on. If he can steal, oh, Lord, come on. If he can steal your self-esteem, if he can steal, come on, preach it and preach. If he can steal from you the hope and the joy, if he can steal from you your peace, if he can steal, come on, preach then. If he can steal from you the very sense of who you are, oh, Lord, come on. You preaching like you know how this morning. If he can steal this from me, if he can come in and wreak havoc inside of you, if he can wreak havoc inside your mind, people of God, if he can wreak havoc inside your heart, if he can steal your heart, soul, come on. Oh, Lord, if he can steal your worship, if he can steal your time that you have with God, if he can steal your time that you have with your wife, if he can steal the time that you can have with your children, if he can steal that, it starts to break you down. It starts to pull out of you. It starts to dry up, come on, here. It starts to dry up your bones. It starts to dry up your praise. It starts to dry up your worship. But watch this here. The next thing is that word destroy. If he can destroy. You. Now he didn't kill everything. He didn't stole everything. Now he wants to destroy your identity. If he can destroy your identity, if he can destroy your image of yourself to yourself. Come on, come on, come on in, preacher. Work the text. If he can destroy your own image about you, your own identity, oh God, if he can destroy your identity, can we get real deep? Can we get real deep and personal this morning? This is how, and y'all forgive me, we just gonna be real and honest this morning. This is how the homosexual came about. They destroyed their own image. Come on. They destroyed their image of manhood. That's how we get stuck in pornography, because they destroy our image of what a real woman is supposed to look like in our eyes. This is how we get stuck. This is how we get stuck in working a full-time job, trying to support our family. Because what's this? They destroyed the image that we need to spend time with our family, and God will make a way when we just live like we're supposed to live and trust in Him. It destroys. It comes in and takes our feet from under us. It gives us a false hope. It gives us a false identity. It gives us, come on, it gives us false joy. It gives us the invitation. Y'all pray with me. It ain't nothing like a real good glass of Ben-Made orange juice. I'm talking about the real stuff. Tampico, 100% real orange juice. You know, because they got them imitations out there, them lookalikes. Now, y'all know. I'm not throwing no shade, but have you ever had a glass of Bright and Early? Come on. Anybody ever had a nice long life? Cold glass of Bright and Early, and it tastes good. It tastes good. Do you remember when they bought our Tang orange flavored drink? Y'all remember when they brought out Nestle's Quick, and the chocolate, the powder. But it ain't nothing like some Hershey's chocolate when you pour that chocolate inside the milk. It brings a different flavor. It brings a different taste to the milk. Because we compromise and we got the Tang. We compromise and we got the Nestle Quick. Come on here. Instead of sticking to the original plan. You know, ain't nothing like a good home-cooked meal. We got all the fast food restaurants all across the country. I ain't going to name them because I ain't getting no residuals off of naming them. I ain't getting no residuals. So, y'all pray for me. But watch this. There are all these different brands, and they the best fried chicken and chicken fried steaks and all this stuff. You can sit at these fast food restaurants and get you a real quick meal that will satisfy the situation for the time that you need it to satisfy. But it ain't nothing like, come on, lights and wall, sitting down to a real good home-cooked meal. I'm a big seller. I love to eat, and God is good, food is good, and it's all good. Listen, but see, it ain't nothing like sitting down to some homemade cornbread. I'm talking about some scraps. I ain't talking about that jiffy stuff. I'm talking about made from scraps. I'm talking about flour and a little bit of cornmeal and egg and some baking powder, a little bit of sugar, some buttermilk. Come on here. And still, y'all didn't know. Y'all didn't know I'm a burner. I can cook. I can do this thing. I'm real good at what I do. I'm real good at what I do. But listen, here we have this condition where we got to learn how to trust God, even though when the situation gets a little bit out of control and out of hand, we got to learn how to understand that we cannot accept the imitator. Come on, who am I preaching to this morning? You cannot accept the imitator. We can't accept the ones that look like, sound like, feel like, act like the imitator, the advocate. The one that has come in to make us look like and feel like we have this false identity. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That is his goal. If he can get you to compromise, who you are, man of God. You will never be in your whole place. See, one of the most important things we need to learn, brothers, is this. This is what I want y'all to get, so y'all can get to your whole place. Get to the whole man. Get to your whole image of who you are. Read the Bible on who you are. Read who you come from. We are the lineage of Adam, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All of these great men, great kings. And listen, if you look real close into their stories, you'll see that they have faith. They've gone through some storms and some rain. You see that they've been in places where, quote unquote, all hell and broke loose in their life and have flipped their lives inside out and upside down. But watch this. It never, come on, preacher, you preaching this morning. It never changed their image of who God called them to be. Yeah, you must go through hell and high water. You're going to go through a storm. You're going to go through some rain. You're going to go through days where you don't understand why you in, what you in. You're going to go through times where you're going to be saying to yourself, God, if you be for me, come on, preacher, then. Preach the text, then. If you be for me, who can be against me? You got to get one of these. You got to get this in your head in order for you to become the whole man. You got to learn that even though you may be in a rough place, you may be in a place where it don't seem like, sound like, or even feel like it's the right place. But God is not only able, but he's well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. He's been good to us. He's been better to us than we've been to our own self. When we learn how to lean and depend on him, when we learn how to trust him even though we can't trace him, and when we learn how to weather the storm. See, the storm has never came to make us bitter. The storm has always came to make us better. Broken, battered, and abused, sometimes left for dead, ladies and gentlemen. Brother, sometimes we are left in a place where we are at our lowest of our lowest of our lowest of our lowest. But we have to learn how to get up, dust ourselves off, look in the mirror, and say to ourselves, you can make it through this right here. We can make it through this right here. So we can make it through the storm. We can make it through the rain. We can make it through the heartache. We can make it through the pain. We can make it. We just got to learn how to seek him first. Because truth be told, ladies and gentlemen, I will need him more than anything else. We need him. We need him to be our peace. We need him to be our joy. We need him to be our hope. Amen? Amen. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape
bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face.
Oh,
fill up this space. My world needs you.
That's why I'm not ashamed to say.
I am his own. pour out my heart to you. So now I pour out
Jesus, I love you. Oh my. And you are welcome in. You're welcome in this place. I'm lost.
You are truly welcome in this place today, God. We want to extend to you this opportunity for those of you all who want to welcome the Lord in. You want to welcome the Lord in. You want to welcome in the Lord on this morning. This is the opportunity of a lifetime to have him to come in to our lives, to have him to come into our life on this morning. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. He is a keeper. He is a mind regulator. He is a heart fixer. We could do all things through Christ that strengthened us. So today I just want to extend to you this opportunity, this chance, this amazing chance to get closer to God. I know that there are some of you under the sound of my voice right now, you were saying probably to yourself, Apostle Elect, I've been through some places. I've been into some things. I've been in some lifestyles. I've had some things happen in my life that I'm just discounted. I'm not worthy of God being my car, my God, being my King, being my Savior. I've done things I can't be saved from. I want to let you know, first off, you're in good company. That's the first thing I want to let you know. The next thing I want you to know is that there are people that God used in the Bible who had questionable past. Jonah was a deserter. Moses was a murderer. Abraham lied. And the list goes on and on and on and on. Paul, which at one point name was Saul, was a murderer. So, just because you have a past does not disqualify you to become what God wants you to be. We all have shortcomings. I myself have shortcomings. But because God is so grateful, gracious, and I'm just grateful that he is so gracious, that he sees me in the eyes of what he wants me to be. And because he sees me in the eyes where he wants me to be, even though my condition at this appointed time may not pan out like it needs to pan out, may not work like we want it to work, may not be according to the way we want it to be, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask, I think. Just lean and depend on him, and he will do just what he said he's going to do. And that is be God and be big in our life. We trust him far well beyond where we can trace him. We lean and depend on him, for he is who he said he is in our lives. Our Lord, our King, and our Judge. He is a keeper. And he will keep those in perfect peace that lean and trust in him. So today I want to extend to you this opportunity to have him as your Lord and Savior. And it's simple, very simple. We're going to pray. But before we pray, we want to share a passage of scripture with you. And in the prayer, I'm going to reiterate the same passage of scripture. And when I reiterate it, I just want you, those of you all that are in the sound of my voice, that want Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to just lift up your hands and lift up your hearts and just say out loud or in your spirit, if you can't say it out loud, Lord, I receive you. I receive you. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, there are those that are under the sound of my voice right now, God, that desires a closer walk with you, desires a connection with you. Our prayer this morning, Father God, is that you would incline their ear, incline their hearts, incline their minds on this morning, God. God, that they are able to receive and walk in you. Walk in a complete place in you. Walk in a delivered place in you. Walk in a right mindset in you. Father, we pray today, God, that you would just be God and be God all by yourself. Father, beside you, there is no other. We trust, believe, and know that even in the midst of this, God, you are yet God and you are yet God all by yourself. Father, you can do what no man can do. Strengthen their minds and their hearts today. Father, they come yielding their will and their way to your will and your way. Father, we pray that you would just speak life to them, even right now. Father, for we know that all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. Lord, lift them up now and give them strength. Lord, now as we say this, as we reiterate this passage of scripture of Romans 10 and 9 that simply says that if they confess with their mouth and that they believe in their hearts, Father, that you died and was raised from the dead, Father, they will be saved. Father, we thank you right now for saving them by your grace, saving them by your mercy, saving them by your power and by your strength. Build them in their most weakened places. Establish them, God, in a way, God, that only you know how. Father, this is our prayer. This is our supplication. This is our request. Father, that you do, God, what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their life. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Father, we pray also for those who are on the fence, the ones that can't make that decision to cross over and cross to step in. Father, we pray that you would give them more grace. But Lord, let them know that that grace, Lord God, has a time limit attached to it. And time is winding up. And that they need to make sure that they get in to this place in God where they need to be. Father, we thank you in advance. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Now, I want to share with you three keys. These three keys are very important keys. I want you to take these keys, and these keys will be utilized in your life. If you would, just utilize them, take them and use them to get you to where you need to be. And one, get your Bible, because you're going to need the word to fight off the enemy. Now that you have crossed over, you're going to need some power, and that power comes from the word of God. So get you a really good Bible so you can fight the good fight of faith against the wiles and the mindset of the enemy. The next thing is get you a church home. Get you a church home. I know the COVID is crazy. It's still kind of it's lingering, but those of you all who desire to go back into the body, into the church, go back into the house, make sure that the next thing is make sure that you get a church where the pastor is preaching the word, his lifestyle in the word matches up. Amen. His words that he speaks and his life that he shows from on the outside of the walls, they look exactly the same. They look exactly the same. You can tell. You can tell the difference. You can tell the difference. You can look at them and tell the difference between the two. But make sure, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that that person that is on the other side of preaching the gospel, their lives line up with what they are saying. Amen. That's our third point. God bless you. We thank you guys for those of you all who have given your life. Our prayer is that you will continue to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge him, and he will for surely direct your path. For surely direct your path. Amen. So listen, guys, as always, we're just excited about what the Lord has to say and what the Lord is doing in this hour and in this time. We pray that he would strengthen you on every hand, that he would build you in your most broken places, that he would give you the ability to stand and to withstand in the midst of all that is going on, and know that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, I think. Ladies and gentlemen, we also want to make sure that we're extending you the opportunity to come and join us. We are the pastors of the Outer House International. We'd like to extend the invitation to you to join us weekdays right here, on the Abba House International Facebook Live, where we do our viral Sunday morning service, and we also do our Bible studies on Tuesdays. We also have a prayer line that you guys can join. Once you click the link, once you find us on Facebook, you can click the link, and there you will see the prayer call that we do on a Monday and a Tuesday of each week. And we would like for you guys to come on in and join and be a part of what God is doing in that time of prayer, our sweet hour of prayer, as we call it. We would love to have you guys on board just to lift up the name of Jesus with us in prayer, because we really do need prayer in this hour. Those of you all who would like to sow a seed on this morning, you can do so by going to your Cash App, and that is $WGC2020. That's $WGC2020. You can give your seed there. We would love to have you to sow into the ministry, because as you sow into us, we sow into other ministries, and that's how you reap a harvest and the seed that you did not sow. Because as you sow into us, we take that seed and sow into others, and they take that seed and they sow that seed into others, and so on and so on and so on. That's how you reap a harvest in the field that you did not plant in. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, I am just excited about what God is saying and doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We are here Monday through Friday. We have our Man Up Monday, which you just got to listening to. We also have our Testimony Tuesday, our Worship and Wisdom Wednesday. We also have our Women's Day Thursday and our Freestyle Friday. Listen, guys, there is something for you every day of the week right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Our prayer and our earnest prayer is that God move by his power and by his strength to strengthen you and build you up in all of your broken places, and that he is not only able to keep you, but he will keep you in perfect peace, those whose mind is stayed on him. So continue to lean and depend and trust in God, and know that God will do just what he said he would do, and he is no short of his promises. Amen? Amen. So listen, continue to listen in, continue to partner up with us, continue to be a part of what God is doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. God bless you. We love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell him, here I am, here.